Friday mornings, we have an audience with excellence. The editor of the...
His Excellence.
the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader, both in paper form and online.
Yeah.
It's Mike Schultz.
Good to be here, guys.
It's been so long. Is it a paper week or an internet-only week?
Gosh, I don't even remember anymore. Next week's the paper.
I think the paper was out last week.
Yeah, it was the winter guide came out the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah,
your guide through winter.
Mm-hmm.
We have four movies opening up in Quad City Theaters, and...
But first...
I'm a little scared of all of them,
Yeah. I thought movies were supposed to get better in December.
There's that first weekend after Thanksgiving where they kind of throw the crap out there.
Okay.
They just kind of clear the shelf, and then supposedly next week. I don't even know what opens next week, though. Avatar is 2 weeks, if I'm correct on that.
Can I just say this? And I know this is probably a painfully unhip thing to say about Avatar, but... enough already.
I'm dreading it. It looks like we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It looks like Fern Gully. It looks like that cartoon Fern Gully about that environmentally
We get it. We
tall,
treated
skinny
the,
Smurfs all over the place.
We treated the Indians bad. I get it.
It's gonna change movie making.
Yeah, anytime they say that.
That's when you get nervous. That's when the red flags go up.
All right. Well, let's go down this murderer's row of movies that you've seen.
Yeah,
since
why
last
not?
Time we
right.
Talked.
Okay. Well, let's see. Here's my list.
Give them the attention you feel they deserve.
Fair enough. Best movie in ages. Fantastic Mr. Fox. Great flick.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson movie.
A friend of mine saw that and said it was really, really good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Just smiling the whole way through.
Yeah, definitely. It's stop motion animation with by Wes Anderson. It's just like Royal Tenenbaums or Rushmore or something like that. It's just a wacky, offbeat cartoon about foxes.
And
it's great.
Kids, and I think he said his kids liked it too.
Yeah, probably. I couldn't see why they wouldn't. I mean, it's a little bit. Could be a little bit over their heads.
Right.
Grown-ups will like it more.
Okay.
But
yeah,
what a great flick.
Talking foxes is all kids need to see. They don't care what the foxes are saying.
Actually saying.
It's got one of those great Wes Anderson soundtracks with all killer songs from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's really
super fun.
Okay, so
go see that.
Really good. We didn't talk about the Twilight movie yet, the sequel.
Okay, yeah, New Moon.
It's fine. Who cares? You know.
Right.
Yeah, let's move on.
I love it.
Planet 51, that sci-fi cartoon about... an earthling who goes to a planet that's like America in the 50s, but they're all green.
Right.
Kind of fun. Kind of cute. You know, it's okay. Easy 80 minutes to sit through. Not much more you need to say about that.
I thought you would hate that movie.
I did, too. I didn't expect anything from it. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It's better than some I've seen. The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock movie. Crazy going through the roof box office.
Yeah.
It's kind of okay.
Is it all right?
It's not bad, I got to say.
It is doing awfully well with
it's
the box
office. It's doing awfully well. Yeah, it's up to like $170 million or something crazy.
It's just like the feel-good movie of the year then, huh? Is that the idea?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's got stuff you could poke fun at, and it's cornball, and
right.
But it works. And Sandra Bullock's actually really good.
Everybody is shocked at how well this thing
is
doing.
I understand the football player it's based on, though, is not happy. I'm not sure if you've heard that or not.
He doesn't
care
for the
way
he's
being
portrayed or what?
Yeah, I haven't really read anything about it, but apparently they make him look stupider than he actually is, which is probably true. He's really
made
him to be
stupid, huh?
They make him to be a bit of a simpleton.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, kind of fun. Who knew?
Not bad. Okay.
Old Dogs. Hey, Robin Williams.
Right.
John Travolta.
Oh, I forgot about
and Seth
this.
Green.
Yeah, it's Seth
and
Green.
Seth Green.
It's like the worst movie ever made. Yeah,
really?
It's painfully unfunny. Yeah, it hurts you in your heart and soul that it's so unfunny.
Now let me ask you this, Mike. Was it so bad that you kind of enjoyed the bad, or was it the kind of bad that you were mad about?
No, it's the angry bad. It's the Wild Hogs bad.
Those are
it's
my
just like,
favorites.
Oh, my God.
Is it worse than the one where he's the priest and John Krasinski's getting
married? No, it's not,
actually. That one he considered to be vile.
That one I wanted a restraining
just married,
order against.
Or what was it called?
License to Wed.
Yeah. License to Wed.
Yeah.
That's basically the measuring stick of awful for you.
It kind of truly is, yeah. It was not as bad as that.
Okay.
It was worse than Wild Hogs, though, for sure, which I loathed. Yeah, it was terrible.
How old is Robin Williams? 60, right?
Yeah. Probably about 60.
Well, yeah, something
and
like
and
that.
He has kids he doesn't know about? That's the gimmick?
He's got a pair of 7-year-old twins that he accidentally fathered. In South Beach, Florida, which is weird because in The Birdcage he has,
right.
It's like the same plot.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Wow. Wow.
It's,
stay away.
Stay away from that.
Does John Travolta dress up as a woman in this?
No, no, worse things happen. No,
does
no.
Does he dance?
The kids, like, mistake their... They get to... Both the guys are old, of yeah. course, and they have pills, you know, that they yeah. have to take for, you know, different problems and cholesterol and stuff. And the kids dump all the pills in the sink and...
Mix them
oh,
up.
I think I know where they go and who gets what. So you have to deal with, yeah, John Travolta with, like, these major hunger attacks, you know, where he, like, eats the entire wedding cake and stuff where his face gets contorted because it makes you smile without being able to stop. And oh man, the whole thing hurts. Hurts my head watching it in that theater, listening to people laugh. I'm just going, where the hell am I?
Even Seth Green trying to make friends with the gorilla.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
Okay.
Wow. I'd almost blocked that.
I forgot about that, huh?
Sweet Lord in heaven, it's bad.
Yeah, we had Lori Loughlin, who's in that movie.
Yeah. What a nice lady. I bet she's really nice.
She was a delight. But here's the thing, and this is, I don't know if you've noticed this, Darren, back me up on this.
What?
Whenever we have someone in a movie and they want to talk about how much fun they had on the set, invariably that means awful movie.
Yeah, probably.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's almost as if you had too much fun. There was a lot of fun stuff that. You don't get to see.
No, we had fun making the movie. Right. It just wasn't a very good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably because they know it's not a very good movie when they're filming it, and they're like, oh, who cares?
The thing is, we had fun.
Yeah, we're getting a paycheck. Let's just have a good time.
Okay. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but
this is not what they'll remember me for.
No. I love when Schultz hates movies this much.
Wow. Yeah, that one's...
Well, he didn't hate it as much, again, as the one.
Not as much as License to Wed, but...
With the kid, he thought that was just repugnant, oafish, foul, crass...
Oafish is perfect.
Yeah,
it was oafish.
Okay, what's next?
And then we just saw a bunch of movies that are not playing at a theater near you. The Road, I got to see Viggo Mortensen, End of Time movie, based on Cormac McCarthy's book.
Yeah.
Really good, really depressing, very well done. So if you get a chance to catch that, go see it. Saw A Serious Man, the Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, right.
Playing in Iowa City. It might still be there. I saw it at the Sycamore Mall
just
a couple
about
nights
again?
Ago. This is about a... It's kind of like a story of Job, about a father and husband in the 60s whose life is kind of crumbling around him and wants to...
And who's in this?
Nobody famous. The most famous guy is Richard Kind from Spin City, who kind of plays oafish all the time.
Okay. All right.
But it's just an amazing Coen Brothers movie. Stunning. Stunning. Good stuff. Saw a movie called An Education... About a girl's coming of age in the 60s.
Everyone swears that she's going to win the Oscar.
She's not, but she'll get nominated for sure. It's good, yeah. It's got Peter Sarsgaard and some other good people. And finally, Precious. I got to see Precious. It's fine. It's okay.
Why are you talking through your teeth?
Perfect figure.
Because I didn't feel anything at it. I just...
Really?
I watched this show about this abusive mother and this poor put-upon daughter, and it's all... But it's all very stylized in a way that kind of keeps you at an arm's distance, which is good because it makes you not want to kill yourself so much during the movie.
Yeah, the trailers.
But a lot of bad things happen to her.
Monique is the abusive mom. Stunning performance. Really good. But there's a huge problem, literally a huge problem with that movie, in that when you have a 400-pound lead, there's not much room for facial expression or movement, and you can really only understand about half of the things that she's saying. I don't mean to sound awful about that, but it's kind of true.
You are a terrible person.
I'm not, though. I saw it with several people.
Gets beat for 2 hours, and you're saying she's too fat to act.
I'm not saying that's necessarily true. I'm saying it's hard to relate when you're not getting anything from the screen.
What an almost too honest critique of a performance you've just given us.
She's fine. She's just fine. But
she's not capable of
doing a lot of stuff because of her size. That's all I'll say about that.
Well, I think
you said it a couple times.
Wow.
You know? It's,
Mike Schultz, too fat to act.
Okay, now... Hey, did not say that. But what can you do?
Mila
like you see it.
Mila Jovovich likes to put her finger in her throat. Hintity hint hint. Just saying.
All right, so we're getting to the close of the season here.
Yeah.
Close of the year. And when do they have to have? When's a film got to be in for consideration for the Oscars?
You have to be either opened by the 31st or have played for a week by the 31st.
I think
you have to open by the 31st.
I think it has to open on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
It has to have been open for 1 week at the end of the year. So Christmas Day is the last day a movie can open for Oscar.
All right, now we got a long way to go before we get to that, yeah. And you know, there's going to be the momentum and the buzz and that sort of thing. But right now, kind of, what are you thinking from picture?
Like my favorite or winning the Oscar? Or what are you talking about?
Winning
the Oscar right now. Right now, I'm leaning towards Up in the Air, that Clooney movie that hasn't opened yet.
Really?
I'm leaning towards that or the Hurt Locker if they go, really, okay. We don't give a damn about box office.
Here's the thing. There's going to be 10 movies nominated for Best
Picture. You saw Up in the Air?
No, not yet.
You haven't, but that's the talk.
That's the talk. That's
it's that good.
That's kind of the scuttlebutt on that one, is that it's really, really good. Yeah. But good in a fun way, in a way that audiences will be like, oh, I love Up in the Air. Yeah, that's awesome.
Does it have comedy
in
it?
Yeah, it's mostly a comedy from what I understand. Well, but it's a comedy about downsizing and and the recession, et cetera.
Now, the girl from that movie is also one they're talking about for winning the Oscar. When I suggested that The Education Girl was going to win an Oscar, you instantly dismissed that notion.
I think the movie's too small, and I think she's too subtle, actually. It's a really good performance, but I don't think it doesn't scream Best Actress to me at all. I'm still sticking with Meryl Streep and maybe... the woman from Precious. Maybe Gabori Sidibe, I think is her name. Maybe, if they really, really like it.
So if that's the case, with this Up in the Air, then this would be George Clooney's turn to win?
Yeah, maybe. There's apparently a Jeff Bridges movie that's coming out this year called Crazy Heart, where he plays basically the Robert Duvall role in Tender Mercies. He's an old country western singer who's alcoholic and kind of looking for a comeback. Who doesn't want... I mean, come on, Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Give him an Oscar already.
All right, so still stuff to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of stuff to come.
Sure. Well, let's talk about four movies that are opening in theaters in the Quad Cities today. We'll begin with Everybody's Fine. Robert De Niro stars as a widower who takes a holiday road trip to reconnect with his grown children. Kate Beckinsale, Drew Barrymore, and Sam Rockwell co-star. I do have,
tell me Sam Rockwell's not his kid.
Yeah, he's his kid. Rockwell. As De Niro's kid.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Maybe a stepkid, you know.
Aren't they like the same age?
Sam Rockwell? No.
Who are you thinking of?
Who am I thinking
of? I'm not sure.
Who am I thinking of?
No, he's youngish.
Oh, Sam Rockwell was Chuck Ferris in that movie.
Right.
He's not the same age as Robert De Niro.
No, De Niro's in his 60s.
Yeah. What's Sam Rockwell?
Late 30s at best, I think. Maybe mid-30s. I think we're older than he is.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think Schultz is older than
I'm older than most everybody.
Easy.
So, yeah.
Easy.
I think this is a clip.
Remember when your mother taught you how to eat spaghetti?
Yep. Sometimes I pick up the phone to dial her number, and then I remember.
Keep calling next time. The number's still the same, and I'm still on the other end.
Oh, no.
Wow, yeah.
No.
Yeah. It looks relentlessly heartwarming, doesn't it?
Sometimes I call my dead mother for magical spaghetti conversations.
But I forgot. Oh, that's right. You still live there. Oh, no.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh. That's kind of funny.
Oh, that is kind of funny.
I forgot.
You know, I still live there, dum-dum.
You know, the number. Wow. The number's still the same.
And I live there.
And I live there.
We didn't both die.
Oh, wow. I have no use for that number anymore now that Mom's dead. This could be hilarious.
It could be fun.
God.
I don't know. All right.
Ick.
Also opening today, another feel-good Christmas movie, Brothers. When a Marine goes missing overseas, his black sheep brother cares for his wife and children at home.
A little too
much. That's what I heard,
A little too much.
Serious consequences. In this scene, Tobey Maguire, who plays Sam, has a standoff with the police.
Isn't this Pearl Harbor?
Step back!
Hey,
Sam! Step back!
All right.
Hey!
You're a war hero, Sam.
I'm no hero! You know what I've done?
Hey, it's all right.
Just relax.
Sam!
Huh?
Sam!
Put your gun down, Sam!
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
Sam!
Shoot me!
Jesus, shut the This is a family matter! Shut up! He's my brother! Just stop for a second! Just let me talk to him! He's my brother!
Why are we laughing at these clips?
I was just thinking it'd be funny if the guy from, what was it? Life is a Beach? Which was that guy?
I don't know the guy's name.
That Stack or whatever?
Yeah.
If he was playing that part. I don't know why I was thinking that. I just thought it would be.
You confuse me.
I know.
Also opening in theaters
today. That's why they don't allow me to cast stuff.
Well, yeah, you think
is
Sam,
that why?
You think Sam Rockwell could have been Vito Corleone, for Christ's sakes. A two-year-old Sam Rockwell is helping Bruno Kirby pull papers.
Okay. All right.
What's opening?
I think that's fair.
What's opening in Quad City Theaters today is the movie Armor, the new Matt Dillon vehicle. A crew of officers at an armored transport security firm plan the ultimate heist to steal millions from their own company. Here's a little bit from Armored.
I was wondering if you could throw a few more shifts my way. Getting some real ugly letters from the banks.
I'm sorry, kid. Not enough to go around.
Don't worry about it. We're not going to let the bank take your house. Tomorrow, we're going to be transporting $42 million. Think about it.
Think we might get Jack?
As a matter of fact, I do. We're going to take that money, Ty.
Meh, all right. I hope it's good. I want Matt Dillon to be in good movies, you know, because he was in Old Dogs. And so he really needs one.
Is he really an old dog?
Yeah. Just for a few minutes, but it's long enough to make you go, Matt, no, what are you doing?
Stay gold, pony boy. Wow, Sam Rockwell, born November 1968.
Really?
Yeah.
I am older than him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know what you're thinking.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the right person.
You're clearly not.
Sam Elliott, maybe?
No, not Sam Elliott. The dude.
Right. And there you go. Oh, we also opening Transylvania, which is...
some vampire comedy? Yeah, right.
That's...
Vampire comedy!
Yeah, apparently
another,
so.
Another vampire movie.
Yeah, I've got Love at First Bite. That's all I need.
Yeah. Enough with the vampires, please. I almost want to go see this De Niro thing.
Yeah?
Just to go have a good
laugh. You
want to
be the guest critic this week?
The number's still the same.
Oh, really? Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, I guess I forgot you're still alive, Dad. Are you even here at the table? I forgot you were here eating with us.
You know,
we just assumed you died when Mom died.
You know, we didn't invite you here.
Wow.
Ick.
Let's go on a road trip. That's always a good idea. Road trips. Enough.
Unless you're Hunter S. Thompson, a road trip's not a good idea.
Yeah, kind of true, man.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck with all this crap.
Right? All right.
We're David Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.